The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Sanhedrin, this Masechet has been sponsored anonymously. Nirfu'ah Shinema Dina Bat Sara. Enna Rifanada, Enna Rifanada, Enna Rifanada, Rifuata Nefesh, Rifuata Guf, Rifuata. Romana Bovechin Yirason, Renomar, Amen. Daf Kof Yod Aleph. Praise up, praise Sari, the new Nishmat of the Stelu Hashem, the Hand of the Eden, Amen. Praise up, praise Sari, for Ashurma, Dina Bat Sara. Enna Rifanada, for the Nefesh, for the Guf. For Tak Romana Bovechin Yirason, Renomar, Amen. In today's Daf and Kofir Aleph, I'm going to be shown right on the top line. My Amen. What is Amen? What does it mean? Amar of Hanina El Melech Ne'eman. Matikun, let's say an abbreviation. Shema Amin Allah B'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Emuna, puts his emuna in a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That he trusts the kingdom of God. God is ne'eman, God is trustworthy. So that she says, Ma Amin Kishonina Kol Beracha Beracha. How does Amen Mashmah accept the upon himself Kabbalat Malchut Shamayim? So that's the Rashi Tevot. That's why we said in yesterday's Gemara that if a child answers Amen, even once, already he has a Chelek La'olam Haba. So that's accepting upon himself Yirat Shamayim. Comes the Gemara and says a Pasuk in Yeshaya. Lachen hirhiba she'ol nafsha ufa'ara fiha libli chok. She'ol is like Gehinam. Gehinam opened its wide mouth. Amar Shtakish, Lemi Shemeshayer Afilu Chok Echad, which means this is referring to that Gehinam opens its mouth even if a person leaves one chok. I mean, he keeps 612 mitzvot, but he doesn't keep the 613th. He doesn't keep one chok. Already, the Gehinam is going to take him in. Rashi, third line, Shemeshayer Afilu Chok Echad Mil Shomro. If he doesn't keep one, Nidon Gehinam. So the Gemara says, "Amal Rabbi Yohanan, Loni Halem Marayu Damar Tuhachi." It's not good for you to say such a thing. But Hakadosh Baruch Hu is so strict that if a guy just doesn't keep one mitzvah ready, you're going to put him into the Gehinam. That's too much. Don't judge the Jewish people so disfavorably. Don't be so strict on Klal Yisrael. Ela, say like this: Afidu lo lamad ela chok echad. Even if he only learnt one law, the Gehinam will spit him out. Gehinam will open its wide mouth to release him, to let him out. To go to Gehinam. Nashi, lo nihale lemarayu. Ena kadosh baruch hu rotzi shtei danet yisrael kol kach lekaf chomah. Doesn't want to judge the world so strictly. Okay, good. Next one. Pasuk in Zechariah. Vaya bechol haaretz neum Hashem pi shenayim ba yikaretu yigva'u. 2/3 of the people are going to die. Veshilishit yivater ba. A third will make it. Amar Shlakish, this is referring to the Zerav Arpachshar. Who's Arpachshar? From Arpachshar came Avraham Abin. We'll go through the history in a second. Shilishi Shil Shem. He's the third generation from Shem. Okay? Rashi. Amar Shlakish, Shilishi Shil Shem. There's a big Rashi over here. Couple of interpretations here. Shebet halakim shel kol ha'olam yu nichlatim. Wow, 2/3 of the world will be destroyed when Mashiach comes. V'halik gimal yivater ba, and 1/3 will be remaining. Ve'ezeh halik shlishi. Which third is that? Kol shlishiyot sheyesh leshalesh anu meshalshim. All the threes. Shemei Noah nefidlu kol ha'olam. The world starts from Noah. V'gimel banim ayulo. Noah has 3 sons. Hare shlish banav Shem. 1/3 of his children is who? Shem. V'shlishi shel Shem. 3 generations from Shem. Hu Arpachshar. Kedaktav b'nei Shem. The children of Shem is Aylam v'Ashur v'Arpachshad. So Shem's 3rd child was Arpachshad. Velud v'Aram. V'mistamam b'zara'o shel Arpachshad yesh she'erit. And from Arpachshad there's going to be a remnant. In the Israel, Yotzim Emen. Israel comes from Arpachshad. Ushlishi shel Arpachshad, shushlishi shel Shem, shushlishi shel Noah, yivater. V'chol alam yikaret. So it's the threes. It's not a third according to this opinion. The third son of Noah. And the third son from Noah is Arpachshad. And from him, three generations later is going to be, which is the Zera of Avraham Avinu. ודברש לקיש נמצאו ישראל מתמעטים ביותר שמארפחשד יצאו ישראל כדכתיב בפרשת נועה ארפחשד הוליד את שלח ושלח הוליד את עבר ועבר הוליד את פלג עד אברהם. So it's not three generations from Arpachshad, just down the line of Arpachshad. From the third, that's where the Yeshua is going to be. The third of this one, the third of this one, Arpachshad, that's what's going to come out. Okay. וכשאתה מחלק לגימל חלקים זרות של ארפחשד, when you split into three parts, the Zera of Arpachshad, כגון בני ישראל, וישמעאל, שם בני אברהם, קראת אברהם, ובני לוט ובני הרן, וכן שאר האומות שיצאו ממנו לגימל חלקים, שם הישראל יהיו מרובים וקרובים להיות כנגד כולם, ולא יגיעו כל זרע ארפחשד להיות פי שניים, אלא אם כן ישראל משלימים לובן, או חדשה, וישאו ישראל מתמעטים בתוך פי שניים. Okay, so what is he saying, basically? Basically, there's going to be why only Klai says is going to remain. So he says, well, we have to really see the next issue. The next issue is his real pshat. You shouldn't say such a thing. God's going to kill two-thirds of Bnei Yisrael. That's the real pshat. And afilu shilishi shel Noah, even the shilishi shel Noah, look at the next issue. לא ניח עלי למראי, אלא הקדוש ברוך הוא שאתה ממעט אותן כל כך. אלא אפילו שלישי של נוע, כלומר מכל בני נוע, עדיין מכל העולם כולו, יוותר השלישי. ומסתמה אותו חלק הגימל שישראל בו, יש שאלית. ואם אין ישראל מרובים כל כך להיות אחד משלושה העולם יהיו הגהרים וחסידי עובדי חיים נשים לשליש. ואם הם מרובים להיות יותר מחלק השישית, פרטו קצת. בכל מקום רבי יוחנן, אין ישראל מתמעטים כל כך. And that's the first one. Look at the next one. This is where we have to listen to it. Vashna Harina. Shilishi Shil Shem. Vashilishit Masma Shne Shilishi. Okay, that's what Shilishi means two thirds. Lachin Emma Shilishit Shilishit Shil Shilishi Leshem. Vechetav Ubne Shem Ailam Vashur Pachshad. That's Pachshad, the third son. Vishem Pachshad Avam Shilishit Pachshad Shu Shilishit Leshem Yvater. I know Shilishit Misrael. That's the point. One third of Israel. which is shlishi shlishi shel Noah. כלומר, כולו ארפחשד יוותר בשו שלישי שלישי של נוח. לשם היה בן שלישי של נוח, השם was the third son of Noah, like it says that. ועיקר. Bottom line, השנקי יש דורש שמשמעות והשלישית הוא שליש מהשלישי של שם. A third of the sons of Shem. שממנו מתחילים את המניין. ארפחשד is the third son of Shem, which is the third son of Noah. וממנו יצאו בני ישראל. כאשר אנו אומרים שרק שלישי בני פרחשד יבטרו, שגם בבני ישראל כלולים בזרות יקראתו, שני שלישים, which is only a third of the descendants of Arpachshad is going to exist. So that means even a third of Klai Yisrael is going to exist. Only a third. So to be honest, well, that's too much to say. A third of Klai Yisrael, I mean, two thirds are going to be destroyed in times of the Mashiach. So what does the Bi'alan come back and say? Ela afilu shilishi shel Noah. Which means you start the minyan from Noah, והשלישי מהשלישי מזרעו יוותר. היינו הבן השלישי של שם שהוא השלישי בני נוח. וכיוון שארפחשד הוא הבן השלישי של שם, למשל שארפחשד וכל שעשאיו יוותרו. I say in the reverse. That even the third son of Noah will remain. The third son of Noah, which is Noah, the third son of Noah, which is Shem, and the third from Shem is Arpachshad. That third will remain. Not one third of Klal Yisrael will remain, but the third son of the third son will remain. Much better. It means Kaisa will remain. I'm talking about two-thirds of dying. Mm-hmm. First shot is one-third will die, well, two-thirds will die and one-third will make it. So no, we're not discussing two-thirds, one-third. We're discussing which son's going to make it. The third of the third. Noah's third son is Shem. Shem's third generation is Arpachshad. Oh, so from Arpachshad comes Noah, or comes Israel, they'll make it. Shilishi Shilishi will make it. Okay, a little confused, but that's what it is. Basically, Klai Yisrael will make it. That's what Rabbi Yochanan is trying to fix it over here. not only Chai Yisrael, all the descendants of Arpachshad. Ishmael comes from Arpachshad. So that's going to be, they're going to make it also. Shilishiti Abin Shilishi Shilbena Shilishi. Right, the third son of the third son. Okay. Ki Anuki Ba'alti Bechem V'lakati Etchem Echad Me'ilu Shlami Meshpacha. Okay, let's talk about the Geulah. God says, I'm going to take one from each city and two from each family. Amar Shlakish Tevarim Kechtaram, literally. That's how many people are going to get saved in the times of the Mashiach. It's one from each city and two from each family. It's going to be very little people, very little tzaddikim to be saved. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Nichale Demarayu Damre Tamat Vachi. You shouldn't say such a thing. Yeah, to be done kaf chova that all of Klaus is going to be destroyed. Ela echad me'ir mezake kola ir kola. That even if I find one tzaddik in the whole city, the one tzaddik will save the whole city. That's better. Shnayim me'mishpacha mezake kola mishpacha kola. And even if I find two tzaddikim in one family, that'll save the whole family. Save the whole family. That's it.
Two in the family.
Huh?
One in the ear, but two in the
family. Right, two in the family. Correct. It's a mishpacha of the nation. Mishpacha of the nation. Okay. Yativ Rav Kana Kamed Rav Yativ V'Kama. Same thing. Devarim K'tavam. He learned. He sat down. It's in the same shot. One is going to be saved from each city. Two from each nation. Amal Rav Lo Nichale Demarayu Damar Tevachim. You shouldn't say such thing. That's too much. Ela Echad Me'ir Mezakeh Kol Ha'ir Ushtayim Mishpacha Mezakeh Kol Mishpacha. Okay. Same derasha. Hazid Avakka Hayif Reshe. Rav saw that Rav Kana was washing his hair at the time that he should have been in the Shi'ur. Sadiq Biyatif Kamed Rav. Okay, after he finished washing his hair, he sat in front of Rav in the Bet Midrash. Amale, so Rav tells Rav Kana, Velo Timase Be'eris HaHayim. Oh. He understood, he's telling him, you're not going to go to Olam Abba. Koran Pasuk, you will not be found in the land of the living. Amale, Melat Kalaitine. What, are you cursing me? I'm going to crack a minute. I'm just calling a pasuk. What do you want? I'm just saying a pasuk. Lo temase Torah b'mishim haya atzmo aleha. You're not going to find greatness in Torah to those that live by the Torah. I mean those that spoil themselves. Torah is only niknit b'mishim imit atzmo aleha. Hey, you're washing your hair, you're relaxing, you're enjoying. Hey, lo temase, you want to become great in Torah, you have to be mitzayin yourself. Not those that are spoiling themselves in their physical bodies over there. Okay. Tanya. Rabbi Simai Omer. Ne'emar says by Yisiyat Mislaim. It's amazing, Darash. Ve'lakati etchem li le'am. Right, God says, I'm going to choose you as a nation. Ve'lakati etchem li le'am. Ve'emar. Ve'bi etchem. Ve'beti etchem. And I'm going to bring you into Israel. Makish Yisiyatam M'san Nibiyatam La'aris. There's a hekesh between Yisiyat Mislaim and the coming of Eretz Yisrael. Ma biyatam La'aris Shnayim Mishishim Ribo. Like this Parasha. How many out of the 600,000 came into Eretz Yisrael? Two out of 600,000. Kalev and Yoshua. So just like when we came into Eretz Yisrael, it was two out of 600,000. After you see Atam and Mislayim, so too, when it says 600,000 people came out of Mislayim, Shnayim Mishishim Ribo. It was two for every 600,000 people. For every 600,000 people, two came out. Just like entering Eretz Yisrael, the ratio was two out of 600,000. So coming out of Egypt also, the ratio was, for every 600,000, 599,998 died, and two made it. And how many people were there in Klal Yisrael? A lot. 180, and then 90. Mm-hmm. How much is that? 18? 180 billion?
180 billion.
Okay, 180 billion. That's how many Jews they were. And for every 600,000, only two made it. And the 600,000 people came out. So make the hashbon. You all died in darkness. Amar Abba, Mechin Limot HaMashiach. Wow. Yep, for every 300,000, one guy's going to get saved. In Mashiach's time. שנאמר ועמת שמה כימי נעוריה וחיום על אותם ארץ מצרים. It's going to be just like the day we came out of Mitzrayim, which is very limited amount of people who will come out. Tanya Amar Bi'il Azab Rabbi Yosef. One time I went to Alexandria. I found an Egyptian guy. I want to show you what my father did to your fathers. The Egyptian guy saying, I want to show you what my father did to your fathers in Egypt. Some of them they drowned in the yam. Some of them they killed in Hayrif. Some of them they took and used as bricks. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu saw the hardship that Pharaoh was doing to the Jewish people in Mitzrayim. He started to complain against God. Shneimar, u'me'az bati el Pharaoh ledaber b'shmecha, hera'a la'amazeh. Since I came on the scene in Egypt, it's only been getting worse. Hera'a la'amazeh, he did bad for the nation. So God, when he heard, he said, you say that I did bad? Amar lo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, havala de'avdi v'lo mishtakehayin. Woe to the avot. I missed the avot. The ones that were lost, but we don't forget them. Hasidim. How many things happened to the avot? They never questioned me. And right away, the first thing you see, you're already questioning me. Hira ala amazeh. Harei kama pa'amim negleti ala Avraham Yisak b'Yaakov b'Shir b'El Shaddai. How many times did I come to the Jew, to Avraham Yisak b'Yaakov, I promised them the land of Israel, and it never worked out for them, and they still didn't complain. They didn't question me. And they didn't ask, what's your name? Like you asked me right away when we got to the Sinai, Mashemecha, prove it to me. Amarti l'Avraham, kumit alech ba'aretz orka ul'ruhmah kedecha etenin. I said, go walk the land of Israel, it's yours, to the length and the width. Bikesh makom lekbor et Sarah, then he wants to go bury Sarah. He couldn't find a plot till he paid an exorbitant amount. He could have said, what do you mean? You promised me the land. What land? I don't even have a burial spot for the wife. Didn't question. No, it ain't amidotai. Amarti l'Yitzhak, gur ba'aretz azot. Ve'yi amecha v'abarechecha. Go live in the land and I'll bless you. Right? He wanted to get some water. Right? Had a fight to get the water. He didn't question me. I gave him the land, he couldn't even get water. The land that you're sleeping on, God tells Yaakov, is yours. He wants a place to pitch his tent. He couldn't. He had to pay 100 kesita. And he did not question. And they never asked me, what's your name? Prove it. First time I met you. First time I encountered. You encountered me. Now you're saying that I'm not saving the nation, I'm only doing bad? You're going to see what I'm going to do to Paro. The Gemara says, "B'milchemet Paro, ataroe, v'ataroe b'milchemet 31 melachim." What I do to Paro, you're going to see, but you're not going to see what I do to the 31 melachim when we enter Eretz Yisrael. You're not coming into Eretz Yisrael. What are your questions? That's it. Look at that. Second column. That's she's second column. Ba'al davar zeh li'aynash Moshe Rabbeinu. Shekshaal shenaseh shilkach. When he saw the work got harder, he tried to tra'im u'la'arim l'fenei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He started to complain. Amar Moshe l'fenei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Me'az ba'ati from the time when I came to Paro. Amar le'avad ha'davdim u'la mishtakim. Hefsed gadol yesh. Al gedolim she'avdu. I have a big loss on the greats that passed away. I cannot find replacements for the avot. You're not like the avot. I promised them that all the land will belong to them. They didn't ask me to prove it. What's your name? But now you're questioning my ways. Now, this time you're going to see the Niflaot Shani Osilahim. However, you're not going to see what's going to happen when we go to Eretz Yisrael. Beat the 31 kings. The Mefarshim explain, what do you mean? But if you read the Torah says this punishment was the rock. Right? Memiriva. So the Maharsha says like this, Shai Gezerah Kanonim Rabbi Shfu'ah. This Gezerah was undoable. God didn't swear over here. So he could have prayed to get out of this one. Once he had the Memiriva, that already was undoable. Okay, that's what they want to say.
It wasn't undoable.
Well, they say he would have entered, but he wouldn't have seen the 31 kings. Kadrit says he's not going to enter. He won't see the winning of the 31 kings. So he would have went into Israel, but he wouldn't have seen the victory over there. He wouldn't have seen the miracles. That was the Gezerah. He didn't say he's not going in. You're not going to see the victory of the 31 kings. That's why you can learn it also over there. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to another item. Moshe wants to understand the ways of God. It's the famous one. Right, God said, you cannot understand me, you can only see my back. Okay. Anyway, after God explains his ways to Moshe Rabbeinu, what does it say? Vayimahem Moshe vayikot alfa vayishtachu. God told him, it says, Hashem, kir, hom b'chanu, enich b'chanu, chesed b'emet, hold the midot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then what? He bows. Right? Vayikot alfa vayishtachu. Mara Moshe. What midah did he see that caused him to bow? Rabbi Hanan ben Gamla Amar, Erech Apayim Ra'ah. God is Ma'arich Af, even for the Sha'im. And even for the Sha'im, God is patient. So he was very happy that even the Sha'im have a chance to make Teshuvah. Rabbi Hanan Amri, Emet Ra'ah. Oh, he saw the Midat of Emet. And Api Midat of Emet, the Jewish people are really Hayah for the Egel. And therefore he got scared. So he went to pray. So either he saw Erech Apayim, so he bowed in Simcha, or he saw Midat Emet, Rav Hesed Emet. That the Jewish people are emet, God's emet, therefore the Jewish people are guilty for the egel. Therefore he was scared. Therefore he bowed down in order to pray to Borei Olam. Tanya, Kimada Amar Erech Apayim. We have a brighter the support that Moshe Rabbeinu saw the midav Erech Apayim of patience. The Tanya, Veshkesha Moshe Lamarom. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the Marom, Metzaol HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shiyoshev Vechotev Erech Apayim. He saw God is writing in the Torah Erech Apayim. Patient. Amar for Rabbeinu Shlomo Olam, Erech Apayim for Tzaddikim. Erech Apayim for Tzaddikim. Now what? God's not going to give the reward to the Tzaddikim right away. God's patient. He waits to give the Tzaddikim the reward till Olam Haba. That's the patience. That the reward is delayed until Olam Haba. Amar lo, after the Sha'im. If the Sha'im, that I don't punish them right away. I delay their punishment to give them a chance to make Teshuvah. Amale, so Moshe Rabbeinu said, Neshaim Yovedu. What do you mean, Neshaim? You killed the Neshaim. What are you giving that patience for? Amale, Ashta Chazit, Maide Mevailach. Now you're going to see what's going to happen. Yishchatu Yisrael, what happened? The Jewish people started to make sins. Hetta Egil Meragilim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to destroy them, right? That's what Moshe Rabbeinu said, Neshaim, destroy them. Amalo, Lokach Amarti Li, Erech Apayim Latzadikim. Moshe, what are you praying? You're the one that told me. Erech Apayim should only be for the Tzaddikim. It shouldn't be for the Rishayim. You told me the Rishayim should be destroyed right away. Amar for Rosh Hashanah Olam. Lo kach amarti li after the Rishayim. Yeah, but you answered me back. You said no, that Erech Apayim is even for the Rishayim. Hainu dechti. That's what it says after the sin of the Meragelim. Ve'ata yigdal na kowach Adonai. Kashir dibarta lemor Hashem Erech Apayim Rav Hesed. That's the pasuk. That God, Moshe Rabbeinu told God, you told me when Kashir dibarta, you told me in Shamayim that what? Kashir dibarta? Erech Apayim is even for the Sha'im. Not like I claimed only for the Tzaddikim. So what do you see? That the Ikar Moshe, the Ikar Tefillah Moshe Rabbeinu was what? For the Inyan of the Erech Apayim. And then when he saw Erech Apayim, Vayishnachu Arsa, he was happy. That's it. Top column, right column. I'm on the front up. The good. Rav Hagga Ava Sadiq Ve'azir B'Dargah Debe Rabba Bar Shila. Rav Hagga once was going up the steps to the Bet Midrash of Rabba. Shema'i Lo Yinukad Amar. Here the Tinok kid was quoting a pasuk. Edoteka Ne'emnu Me'od. The Betichan of Hakodesh, Hashem, the Orech Yamim. Usmichle, what's the next perek? Or next to it, Tefillah le Moshe. What's the connection between these two pesukim? Hashem, the Orech Yamim, and Tefillah le Moshe. Mustama Moshe Rabbeinu wrote this pasuk. Hashem, the Orech Yamim, is talking about Erech Apayim. Hashem, the Orech Yamim. Long days. God is very patient for the Sha'im. He doesn't punish them right away. He waits. He waits to give them a chance. And that's what it says. Edotecha ne'emnu me'od. Your ways are very loyal. Amar shma minna. From here we see that God was praising God's, Moshe Rabbeinu was praising which midah? Erech apayim ra'ah. Hashem orechamim. Hainu midat erech apayim. That's orechamim. Ve'ale amar Moshe edotecha ne'emnu me'od. He was happy for it. Shira'a otu b'chorev. He saw it on Sinai. ופסוק זה משה רבנו אמר דכתיב דעת בנתנה משה few פרקים before that it says תפילה למשה and it says עדותיך נאמנו מאוד so must be משה רבנו wrote this and what did he say? He was happy about the מידה וכרוץ מידה השם לאורך ימים that God is אריכות ימים meaning he's patient for the רשעים oh so you see that must be משה רבנו saw the מידה וערך הפיים and he was happy when he saw that מידה because it's even for the רשעים that's why he had שמחה אמר רבי עזמר רבי חנינה עתיד הקדוש ברוך הוא להיות עטרה בראש כל צדיק וצדיק God is going to be a crown for every tzaddik for tzaddik. He says, "Ovei kolomar Hashem yiten mekebodo liyishre shechina to al kol tzaddik batara katara." God is going to crown each tzaddik like what the shechina of him. Okay. Shneimar b'ayom ahu yashem sod la'ateret tzvi v'letzfilat tefara l'shar amo. Mind atel tzvi zot tefara. What does that mean? That pasuk laosim lesono. Yeah, to those that do his will. Umetzapim yeshuato. Those that anticipated his yeshua. Yacho lakol. Everybody. Even if the guy's a gada, Rabbi Damar leshar amo. Only to leshar amo. Who's that? The mishem esim asmo kishirai. Only people that make themselves like remnants. I mean, not only because you have to do the tzono shel baruch hu. You have to be metzapim for the yeshua. But if you have ga'ava, you lose the whole item. You don't have the crown. Ga'ava. Kishinayim. Shalim sh'inna shavim kach. Shinayim left over. No ga'ava. Ularuach mishpat la'yoshev ala mishpat v'gbura mishivim milchama sha'ara. What is this pasuk talking about over here? These are the people that are going to get the crown. Ularuach mishpat ze harode et yisro. He controls his Yetzirara. He's about Teshuvah. He makes Teshuvah from the sins that he did. Uleruach Mishpat. He's able to judge his spirit. The spirit is his Yetzirara. He's able to control his spirit. Uleyoshev al Mishpat. He sits in court, in judgment. Zeadan din emet la'amito. Honest judge. Emet la'amito. Emet la'amito is not only judges emet, but if he smells that the witness's testimony lines up, but he smells that there's din minume, he smells that there's something fishy going on over there, he's able to catch that as well. Even though, according to what he hears, everything is good, emet amito, he's able to sense even the liars. That's really judgment good. That what? Mitkaber b'yitzro means not only doesn't make a sin, he's mitkaber b'yitzro to do a mitzvah in that time. Overcomes his yitzir to go do a mitzvah. Meshivim milchama. Oh, who's the warriors? Ze shenosev notim milchata shel Torah. You know, it's Torah, like it's like a war. He's discussing the Torah. Sha'ara. Elu shemashkim arabim tekezum b'tem b'rashot. Oh, that's good. Those are the people that get up early for the synagogue and they stay late at night. That's the gates. Right? They're there when the gate opens, they're there when the gate closes. So they're going to have crowns. Amram Bidat Adin Afakas Baruchu. So Bidat Adin said, why are these tzaddikim different than the others? Amala Vegam Ele Bayayin Shagu Ubashikhar Ta'u Paku Peliliyah. The tzaddikim that don't have these midot that we just quoted, even though they have a lot of mitzvot, they're not better than drunkards. The tzaddikim that do all the mitzvot, but they don't have these midot that we just quoted, they fight the yetzer, they're not better than drunkards. Why are they not better than drunkards?
They need all the above.
Yeah, because they're not controlling his yetzer. He's just doing the talk because it's nature. Like a person that drinks, that's his nature, to drink. The person that drinks, he gets drunk, that's natural. So these tzaddikim, they're just going with the natural inclinations. Better to be fighting it. Okay, it says, Paku penilia. What does that mean? Paku penilia. Ve'en puka ila gehinam. Shere Amar. Yeah, it's a stumbling block of the gehinam. Ve'lo tiye zot lecha lepuka. That was talking about Avigail. Avigail ended up marrying David HaMelech. But she was married to somebody else. Naval. And she didn't want David to kill Naval. So she says, "Velo tiyazut lecha lefuka." I don't want you, by killing him, it's going to cause you to become a stumbling block, David. What's a stumbling block? You shouldn't go to Ginam, and they can't, they're going to kill Naval. Ve'en pilila ela dayanim. The word pilila, puka paku pililia, shnei emar, ve'natan beflilim. Pililim is judges. So paku pililia, judgment in Ginam. Those are the tzaddikim that just serve God without mesilut nefesh. They're just serving God because it comes natural to them. Not enough. Wow. He says in the Mishnah pasuk b'Yeshaya melamed she'otan ha'osim sivino shel makom, those that follow the will of God, but they don't judge din emet la'amito. They don't fight in the milchama of Torah. Forget about the crowns. There's getting enough for them. Amazing. So he says over here, from the Etch Yosef, because they don't rebuke the Rishayim, that's the problem. They're going to get the sins of the Rishayim, the Saddikim. By not being Dan Din Emet, means that they let the Rishayim get away with the Averot. But the other Saddikim, they're Dan Din Emet. They judge the Rishayim, they rebuke them. Okay, what do we got? Next Mishnah. Okay, last Mishnah of the Perek. Irani Dahat. And she Irani Dahat, that's a city that the majority of its inhabitants worship Avodah Zarah. And I'm Halik the Alam Abba. Shnei Emar. Yatsu Anashim Bin Biliyal Mekedbecha. Vayadihu et Yoshve Iram. They went out and they caused the people of the city to become of the Avodah Zarah. Well, Yetzu, as she says, Yetzu, they go out. They went out of Alam Abba, she ended up Halik Alam Abba. Ve'enam neheragim ad shiyu madiha madiha meota ha'ir. Aha. The madihim have to come from the city itself. Not outsiders. They have to live in the city itself. Okay, it has to be people from inside. There's laws of Ir Nidahat. Moto Ir, or Moto Shevet, from the same tribe. They're going to learn from the Mekirbecha. It's got to be from within. V'adshim Dachru Ba. Okay, the majority of the city, they got to worship Avodah Zarah. V'adshim Yadihuha Anashim. Well, it's got to be males. Males have to do the seducing in Avodah Zarah. You need all these conditions. One of these conditions is missing, it doesn't become an Ir Nidahat. Hedihu anashim uktanim. Let's say it was females or minors did the Hedaha. Or shudah mi'uta, or the minority of the city. Or shayyam medihah utzah, or the medihim came from outside. Hare elu ki yihidim. It's like a regular law of individuals worshipping Avodah Zarah. It's not an Ir Nidahat. וצריכים שני עדים ותרן לכל אחד ואחד. Right, in that case over there, so each case is judged as an individual. So you need two witnesses and a warning to each guy. That's what should be done with Azara. Otherwise you can't kill him. Right, it's Kolomar. גם אם נשלמו בעירתן, אם נשכים את כנדס ועירתן, even if you fulfill the conditions. A man from the city, from the tribe, majority of the city, all the conditions are met. En orgin et yoshvea, you don't kill the people of Irani Dahat, ela al pi edim, shemeidim sheabru, abdu avodah zarah, lahar shetru bahem. Wow, so you need a warning. So every guy's got to get a warning. That's hard to do. Every single inhabitant of the city that worships Abu Dazara has got to have two witnesses that warn them, like the regular laws. Okay, ze chomer bi hidim mimiruim. There's a chumrah that if a person worships Abu Dazara individually, there's a chumrah over if he worships it collectively with the inanidah. Sheyi hidim biskila. Right. Punishment is sikila. Therefore, their money gets saved. Which means, since we're so strict on their physical punishment, so God was lenient on their money. Their money is mutar. However, what's the punishment of the Inani Dahat? A merubin, besayif. They get the sword, which is less than sekila. Lefichach, mamonan aved. Their money has to be destroyed as well. Because since we don't give them such a strong punishment on the physical side, so to compensate that, we throw in the money as well. They lose their money. Okay. What does it say? By Ira Nidahat. Hakke takke. Et Yoshvea Irahi. If he harif. Yoshvea Ir. Hahameret. Vahagamelet. Haoveret. Makom le makom. Because they have a caravan of donkeys or camels, tourists. They're passing through the city. So you count them as part of the city. Which means, we said you need majority. So they're counted to save the city. Because now maybe there's no majority when you count these tourists that came into the city. Ha'ne'elu matzilin ota. Okay, that's she. Medichtiv Yoshve, it says the inhabit and dwellers of the city. Mechlad the Shayara Shil Hamid Kamanim Shishtubi Ain Lamed Yom. So it's got to be that the tourist for 30 days at least. That's time passing by. Kerem Shmei Gemara, that was Yoshve Ha'id. Ha'ereo Matzilim Imrov and Shei Ha'id Odhu, Ba'amanim Kamanim Shishtubi Amiyut. Vosim Utam Rov Matzilim Adehem. Shem Emunim, Shem Amunam Aved. Ela Rodim Ki Yani Mai. Which means it's going to save them to make them like individuals. And therefore they get sick, and therefore the money gets saved. You're not saving them if they worship Abu Dazara, they worship Abu Dazara. The Hamarim cannot save them. It just saves them from the Inan Idah Allah. That what? The Inan Idah Allah, their money is gone. They'll save them, they judge like individuals, and the money still stays. They get skila, exactly. And the opposite is also true. They must seem to make it an Inan Idahat. And Apsikat Fed, the Hamad, the Gemad, and the Tamil, they're not part of the city to do what the city is doing. That's why it's spoken in the normal case. Tourists, they don't get involved with the craziness of the city. So they're probably doing their own thing. When the city is worshiping Abu Dazara, they're not with the city. So usually they're the reverse of the city. The city is worshiping Abu Dazara, and they're going to save the city. Okay. Acharem, continue. Acharem Ota. Destroy the city, everything, animals. Mikan amru nixes sadikim shebetocha ovdim. Now, the sadikim of the city that didn't worship Avodah Zarah shebetocha ovdim. The assets of the sadikim that are in the city. Says the pasuk harim ota ve'et kol asher ba. However. But the ones that are outside the parameters of the city of the Sadiqim get saved. However, I don't care where the assets of the Rishaim are. Whether they're in the city, whether they're outside of the city, destroy it. But where do you see them in the Pasuk? I don't know. We have to wait for the Gemara. There's a difference between the Sadiqim and the Rishaim. Sadiqim depends where the assets, even the ones in the city, you get destroyed, but the ones that are outside the city get saved. Shaim, Benkach, you destroy. Ve'et kol shelala tikbots et toch lechabah. Take all the loot and put it in the square of the city. Now that's where the people gather. Im ein la rechov, until they don't have that square of the city. Osim la rechov, you make one. Hayta rechobah chutzala, that's in the rechov, was outside the city. Konsin otah letocha, you annex it to the city.
No, it's a big thing. It's got to be part of the city.
So if it's outside the city, you got to annex it to become part of the city. Now that the home is part of the city, now you put the stuff in and you burn it.
What's
that?
Shalal
is the loot of the money. The money of the Avodah Zarah. Take all the assets, put it in the middle of the square of the city, and you burn it. It's got to be part of the Betuch Ha'ir. The son of Taba Ish, it's not from the majority. He's the minority. That's one Shita. That's one Shita. Okay, wait, take all the loot. Shilala. What is it? Shilala. The loot. Velo Shilal Shamayim. Abanat God Shalal. What's that? Mikan Amru. Ha'ikdeshot Shibayi Padu. They have Ikdesh in the city. Redeem it. Don't burn it with the city. Utrumot Yirkebu. Teruma. It's Kodesh. Let it spoil. Ma'ashishni v'chitvei HaKodesh yigenzu. Ma'ashishni or any Geniza, things like that. Okay, Kodesh, holy books, put it in Geniza. Only the people stuff, not the... Look at the bottom line in Nashi, in the first column. Kilomar. En nisrafim ila harem kishar ikdesh. Shishrik pidiya. Okay, pidjon. Kodshakin lishlat shamayim. V'trumot yirkebu b'gamro mekumim v'trumah b'yad kohen. Okay, the Tumah got to the Kohen already, the Mammon Kohenu. Ah, so it's the Mammon of the Kohen. So then once it got to the Kohen already, it's not really Kodesh anymore, it's his money. But since it was Terumah, so we don't burn it, we just let it rot. Ma'aseh Sheni is also not Kodesh. A Jew eats his Ma'aseh Sheni. Why do you have to do anything to Ma'aseh Sheni? Who is the Kodesh Ikri? It's called Kodesh. Which means you're going to destroy these items. You just treat them with a little better kavod. You don't destroy them in the way you destroy everything else. Put in Giniza, let it spoil. You don't build it in any dahat again. It's got to remain fallow forever. You cannot turn it into a garden or an orchard. You can't rebuild it like it was, but you can build an orchard in a garden. Once she does, you get away. She said, no, you can't rebuild it like it was. Last point in the Mishnah. Velo yidbak biyadecha me'uma min ha'cherem. You cannot keep any of these spoils for yourself. It says, Leman Yeshuv Hashem Ha'arapah. So God will retrieve from his anger. It's mashma. If you hold on to the spoils, God will be very angry. She calls a man, she's a ba'olam. The shayim is still in the world. Hanonav ba'olam, there's anger in the world. Avdu the shayim in ha'olam, once the shayim leave the world, nistalik hanonav min ha'olam, the anger leaves the world. Okay. Baruch hanonav min ha'olam, amen v'amen.